Piazza Pilo. The low stone and stucco wall opens in gaps. You can pass through, cross diagonally, or meander within. You can sit on one of 8 slatted benches under elms and read the paper. You can sit on the wall and chat, or listen to the radio if it's night and you're young. You can walk your dog. The park accepts all. Its pebbles crunch under business shoes as under sneakers ambling. The dog walkers loiter, trudge of an elderly woman laden with plastic grocery bags, the full tilt charge of one boy chasing another. If you're crippled or retarded, you can sit here, and the elms don't rush their friendliness. They are just poking into frowsy leaf. It's April. They seem happy to have you. So are the old German shepherd and her terrier friend. So are the grayish men with newspapers. You can throne in your wheelchair and take the sun, or hunch on the wall and mumble. The park knows how to receive, how to let go. Its puddles sink. It rained last night, slowly out of sight. If you're sick, aging, in love, the park shows you how to follow the score to keep the beat. The dance is larger. Nightingales pelt out songs at dawn where last night's trash spills from the corner basket. You could let someone kiss you, slowly. You could open your mouth to surprise, a gift the gods grant with other gifts, the staggering heart, ashes on the tongue, long patience at slow breakage, prayer, the word unhealed, the word farewell.